Hello children, this is Tissues Part 2. Animal tissues. As the name suggests, they are found in the bodies of animals. Classification of animal tissues. Based upon the structure and functions, animal tissues are divided into four types. The first is connective tissue, the second is epithelial tissue, the third is muscle tissue, and the fourth is nervous tissue. Epithelial tissue is again divided into squamous, cuboidal, ciliated, and columnar. Muscular tissue is divided into three categories: voluntary muscles, cardiac muscles, and involuntary muscles. Brain and spinal cord make up the nervous tissue. Connective tissue is also divided into three categories. The first one is connective tissue proper, the second is skeletal tissue, and the third is fluid connective tissue. Epithelial tissue. The tissue forms a continuous sheet of cells that covers the external surface of the body, like skin, as well as lines the cavities of internal organs like mouth, cheek cells, stomach, intestine, and windpipe. The cells are present end to end without intercellular spaces. They may be flat, irregularly shaped, cuboidal, or in the shape of columns. They are located on the external surface of the body, like our skin. They are also found in the cavities of internal organs like mouth, stomach, intestine, and windpipe. The function is to prevent the entry of germs and also provide protection. It also prevents the underlying cells from injury, entering of germs, and from drying up. On the basis of shape of the cells, epithelial tissue is classified into the following four types. First is squamous epithelium. The second is cuboidal epithelium. The third is columnar epithelium. And the fourth is ciliated epithelium. Squamous epithelium. It consists of a single layer of large, flat cells with central nuclei, which are placed on a thin basement membrane. They can be compared, or they look like the tiles on the floor. Example, they are found on the membranes lining the blood vessels and also in the inner lining of cheek. Cuboidal epithelium. It is composed of a single layer of cuboidal cells placed on a basement membrane. Example, they are found in the salivary gland and the thyroid glands, which are internally lined by this epithelium. Columnar epithelium. It is composed of tall cylindrical cells. The height of each cell, if you see, is being greater than its width. The nuclei are oval and are usually found at the base of the cells. Example, inner lining of the intestines. Ciliated epithelium. Epithelial cells sometimes bear hair-like cilia on their free surface. They are found in the windpipe or trachea, which is internally lined by ciliated epithelial cells. So children, we have covered all about epithelial tissues and its types. Thank you, children.